Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now, talking about right now, beloved, is the time to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and His precious and beautiful Son. There's not enough words in the human language that can express our appreciation, our thankfulness, and our gratitude to our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Savior, and Redeemer, none other than Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, y'all. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful gift of eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. Praise be to our God. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting, spiritual, soul inspiration, biblically speaking, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite. And then fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. Because God is not respecting persons, y'all know. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified supplement from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, where we read the Almighty One God is speaking his prima facie, declaring his own unlimited graciousness to those thirsty and hungry souls. We sometimes far too often may equate the goodness of God to our own human standards, which is so greatly unequal and equally unfair to our God. How we know this to be true is by reading and studying God's holy word with the intent to live this way as a lifestyle, y'all. Then we will begin to see all the beauty that our God has laid up in store just for you and I, us, to arrive. We have to get there by faith. We're going to talk about thoughts and ways. The Bible declares that his thoughts and his ways are so much higher than ours, and we're going to talk about that in the broadcast later on. But right now, my special guest is here, an amazing, anointed minister, man of God is here. He's going to break the bread of life with us and share his testimony. He's going to share wisdom, biblically speaking, from those understandings, those promptings, those motivations that Holy Spirit God, I believe, will touch this man of God right now and share with us on this fire gospel experience. I already told him, have your way. Have your way. Let God use you just like you always do. Man of God, Dr. Shelton Johnson is here. He has an amazing upcoming event coming here soon, I believe at the beginning of 2024. And he has other events going on as well, because I already told y'all he's a busy man of God. He ain't got time to play. He's here taking care of gospel business. Dr. Shelton Johnson is going to be sharing with us and shining the light of Jesus on this fire gospel experience and bless each and every one of you. And then later on in the broadcast, I promise you, I'm going to shine my artist spotlight on an amazing anointed woman of God. She loves Jesus so much, she just got to shine her light right here on this spotlight. Woman of God, Olivia J. Rushing is going to be here. God has planted amazing people of God all over the city, all over the country, all over the state, wherever you are. They're amazing people of God, and I promise you, God gave you all this fire gospel experience platform so that you can shine bright for Jesus. I'm getting my reward right now just having you all here come and bless us, because I am so blessed every time you anointed people of God come in and share your story, sing your song, and share the wisdom of God. I am blessed just to be a part of this great kingdom collaboration that God is doing through you, through your ministry, through your church, through the life that you live in for Jesus. So let us all come together and be one as our Lord Jesus prayed that we would be in John the 17th chapter. I'm so thankful. I'm just full right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, God, for leading, guiding, covering, keeping us. We are so grateful and blessed to be chosen, to be your disciples, to be your children, to be those ambassadors for our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you now and always. And thank you so much for lighting the fuse that's going to set this internet as well as the radio airways on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. We trust you, Holy Spirit God, to just do what you do. And I pray that this fire burns deep into somebody's soul.
your hands together. We come to tell you, you shall live and not die. Come on, worship experience. No, you won't. Tell them again. And not die. Come on, fellas, lift up your head. Oh, ye gates. And be ye lifted up. And the king. Come on, worship here and tell them again.
All the way in faith, and don't worry about those things that the devil tried to distract us with, because that ain't nothing but smoke, and we ain't trying to go there. Thank you, man of God. Brazane McCoy, DJ McCoy, and Worship Experience right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Start things off just the way I like, just the way, just hit the ground running, just come in, kicking the door down, praising God like we already know what we talking about, because we do. Amen. Listen, my special guest is here. This young man was referred to me. Got to give a shout out to my dear sweet cousin. She's like a little sister to me. Talking about Kendria Thomas, Dr. Kendria Thomas. She said there is a man of God that needs to be a guest on your show. Y'all need to see about a kingdom collaboration. And I said, man, that sounds good, because that's what I do throughout the week. I don't just randomly go get somebody throughout the week, y'all. I'm just here to let y'all know. I be on a mad search on Facebook looking for who it is that God has already prepared the way for me to go and get and bring to this platform so that they can share the gospel message. We have a commission by our Lord Jesus. He said, go into Jerusalem, go into Judea, go into the other parts of the world, go global and take this gospel message of the life that I've lived so that we can be reunited, redeemed, and regain communion with God the Father. And that is the message that we are saved to be able to live this life in God and to be saved from judgment for those who reject God. Yes, it's a twofold message, and this man of God is here to share it in his own way. So without any further ado, my special guest is here. Man of God, Dr. Shelton Johnson is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Man of God, Dr. Shelton Johnson, welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. Good brother, how you doing?
I'm doing great than yourself, sir. I'm doing absolutely amazing.
Man, listen, I'm just, you already feel, you already hear, you can sense how I'm doing. I'm hyped, I'm loving God, I'm blessed to be here on another Fire Gospel Experience, and so grateful to have you, man of God, to join us. Why don't you just go ahead and let's just get this spiritual conversation going. Let us listeners know maybe a little bit about your life circumstance, man of God, when you made the decision to accept Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, and then we'll watch the conversation flow from there.
Well, I was in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area in the mid-90s, doing every and anything that I felt deemed to do as a young black man in America. And so I was visiting a church, Bible Way Temple in Deerfield Beach, Florida. And Bishop Vernon L. Williams called me up and he said, young man, you've been called to preach the gospel and you're going to preach the gospel, whether you preach it in a hospital bed or a wheelchair, but you're going to preach the gospel. And me being young and arrogant and high-minded, selling drugs and doing all kind of things. I did own some legal businesses as well. And I said, man, I got in my mind, I'm saying, man, I got more money in my pocket than this man gonna make all month. Lo and behold, I didn't know, but at that time I was building a house from the ground up. But 90 days later, with all that I was doing, I found myself incarcerated and I had literally lost everything that I had. I had businesses from Miami, Florida, all the way to Tampa and Orlando. And it was just a catastrophic event. And this happened in the, at the end of September, 1997. And as I was incarcerated, the day that I, because I went in at night, the first day I woke up and I went to the door, they had a window, a small window. And for some reason, I looked out the window and I just said to myself, from this day forward, I'm going to be saved.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
And it was me and Jesus. And so it's history from there. And
amen.
So that's
amen.
How I came to the place of grace. Very unique. It wasn't a pastor. It wasn't a call to come down, pray with me. It was just life had brought me to such a dark place that I knew that it could nobody be but God.
Amen. Life has a way of doing that, man of God. And I'm grateful that God allows life to do that. What a lot of people don't realize, they be wondering why is there so much evil in the world. That's because God is more powerful than any evil that exists, so much so that he has Satan on his payroll. He is working for our God. He allows him to let so much trouble, trials, and tribulation come our way so that eventually those of us that going to be saved will be saved. I found it a very interesting, man of God, Dr. Shelton, that you said that you were invited to church. Run that by me again. How did you wind up in church? It was an invitation? It was a tug in your heartstring? Or what led you to that particular church service where you met that minister that, that basically spoke your life?
I had some friends that were going to that church, and they invited me. And they had been invited me to the church, and I finally went.
Finally gave in.
Yes, sir. Finally gave in, and I wanted to go see what it was about because I grew up in a church.
Okay, now see there, that's the part that I was looking for. Somewhere in there, I knew that If the seed is planted in the child, when they are old, they will not forget. Train them up the way that they should go. And when you get to a certain age, you won't forget going to church as a young boy. Amen. Okay, that's the part that I was looking for. Go ahead, sir.
So that's how I got to the place of grace, and I began to develop my personal relationship with God and begin to really pursue the mind of God.
Amen. Amen. So from the point where you said, okay, I am in this terrible life situation that's on me now. I can't change it. I can't get out of this. I need help that's greater than myself. Can you share with us from that point on, was it a matter of just more prayer or prayer or word? Did you have that hunger and thirst for the word of God? And then what about those friends that you met incarceration? I'm sure that there were some other people there that God used instrumentally to help build up the man of God that you have become.
Yes, there was a dear friend of mine that I met in there by the name of Sam, who helped me get through my time in there. And so my time was basically working out and spending hours in the Word of God. And so
yes,
once
sir.
I got out, I went to Sam's brother church, Bishop Livingston Orr. And so from there, I began to really search, the heart of God and the mind of God, because I had come out of a situation of being incarcerated. And so now I was free and liberated from that perspective. But now that
yes,
being
sir.
Out in the free world, I could really pursue God in a way that I wanted to. I also could pursue my life, and I also could satisfy the knowing for myself if my decision to follow Christ was real or not. Because it's easy for the decision to be real, incarcerated, but it's
Come
a whole
now.
Another story to be free. And so oftentimes I believe we fail to realize the reality is that sometimes the onus is on ourselves in order to prove certain things. For example,
Amen.
Our faith. It is our responsibility to grow our faith, not God. The Bible says he dealt to every man a measure of faith. And so if you ever played cards, the person who deal the cards, they deal the cards to all the people or the persons involved, but it's up to them to play their hand. So then God deals to us a measure of faith, but it's up to us to cultivate it, to grow it, to use it, to bring glory and honor to God by how we use our faith and grow our faith. Because that's the one thing that God desires more than anything, is he desires to be believed. And so I had an opportunity now to prove to myself that my decision back in September of 97, that decision was a decision, one made out of truth, one made out of love, and not one just made out of stress and crisis.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I'm glad you spawned that, man of God, because being a Christian involves seeds of cultivation. Once the seed of salvation is planted, like you so eloquently and truthfully said, it's up to us to take that seed and nurture that seed, nurture the desire that's in our heart. Because, see, God speaks to the heart, and God speaks to the mind. And then God speaks through his anointed word so that the mind and the heart can reach out to God's holy word and be satisfied. Like you said, there were things going on in the world that's no longer satisfied. And there are seasons of cultivation. I just programmed just recently about the Apostle Paul in Romans 7 and 15, where he talks about the struggle that goes on. See, I'm saying all this because sometimes we want new believers, new converts in Christ to be disillusioned and think that now that I accepted Christ, I won't have no trouble. The first trouble that we have to deal with is within ourselves. Romans 7 and 15 says, which I allow not. For what I could, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. So I know that there had to have been some inner challenges within you, the old habits, the old thoughts, as well as some of the old friends that was like, man, what's going on? We hear you going on to church, man. Can you talk about that season in your life, about the inner and the outer atmospheric struggles within yourself and maybe within some of your old friends?
Well, the thing was, I knew that I had to be separated from the environment and old friends because I had enough time to cultivate myself in the word as well as understand strategically what I would deal with. It was more so under the understanding that I would focus on building up my faith and building up my resistance to those things of illegal activities, being involved in all types of situations and circumstances that would not be glory and honor to God. I knew I had to stay away from those type of people and stay away from those environments. Mm-hmm. And I knew the word mm-hmm. was going to be the fundamental basic foundation for building that resistance and building that discipline that was necessary to fight off, because the enemy was going to come and he was going to continue to come. And so I had to be ready and prepared by not being in those environments, not staying in contact or consistent contact with those old friends. And there was a time of separation. That was a time of about 4 months of separation where I barely went anywhere. I stayed inside. I cleared my mind and my heart and spirit through prayer and fasting so that when it was time for me to go back out into the world and get a job and deal with people, deal with women, deal with men, deal with my family, deal with issues and circumstances, I would have a better mindset. My heart would be in a better position. And I knew my position and my stance on certain things.
Amen. Amen. And that's very, very poignant. And that's very, very knowledgeable to be able to say. Because, see, I'm old school, sir. And the thing that I want people to understand about being a Christian is that once you start making your declaration, once you build up this fearless faith that we are called to possess and take with us everywhere we go. You know the commercial about this so-called coverage or car. Well, I'm talking about I never leave home without it. Well, listen, we don't have a religion that you just put down so that you can revert back to your old ways. No, we pick up more of our religion the more that we are tried by faith. So you will be talked about. You will be set aside. But that is evidence that you have made a choice that is eternal on the side of God. Jeremiah, he said it a long time ago that who will you believe? Joshua, he said, this day, as for me and my house, Joshua said, we will serve the Lord. So with that declaration, with this commitment to Christ, you have to understand something. I grew up in Detroit, man of God. I was born in the South, in a little place where I am now, broadcast from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I had to come back home to my birthplace. But at the age of 6, a lot of black folks was moving to the inner cities for those good jobs that are no longer there. At the age of 6, I grew up in Detroit. And I had to learn at an early age in grade school how to be able to defend myself physically, mentally, and verbally, because you know, you got the world coming at you, whether you saved or not. So I've been talked about. I've been, you know what I'm saying, pushed around. But the thing about it is now we have a resource, man of God, that is greater than any type of inner testitude that we would have or create on our own. So now, did you start to begin to see where that word that was spoken prophetically over your life, that you would be a preacher? How did this begin to manifest in your life?
Well, I spent a lot of time in prayer. Like I said, once I was released from being incarcerated, what I did, I said to God, I said, since I don't have a job, I said, so 8 hours a day, I'll give that to you. So between praying and reading for 8 hours a day, I did that every single day. And so I built myself up in the word, and when I joined the church, the opportunity presented itself so that I could fulfill or begin to fulfill the call of God on my life.
Amen. Amen. And what was your first sermon? What was in your heart burning to get out as the first sermon? I know you can go back to it. What was it? What was it about?
That was a long time ago. That was, about 25 years ago. Yeah, so,
wow.
But my first sermon, I talked about by two, I spoke from Ezra when Ezra talked about the animals. And I just talked about that in reference to how you and God can really change a situation. You can change the outcome of a circumstance. And ultimately, if you stay with God and you search and you seek him wholeheartedly,
yeah,
and you put your faith on another level, that you and God possibly can change the world.
Amen. Now, I'm going to pick your preacher's brain right now, because I've heard so many different statistics about ministers suffering from depression, ministers suffering from burnout, as well as ministers suffering from attempts and suicide itself. As a minister that you said you've already been on the battlefield laboring in the vineyard for many, many years right now, what sustains you from burnout, from depression, and from any thoughts, any wicked, demonic thoughts about suicide that you can share with maybe some younger ministers that's in the, on the battlefield now, as well as some veteran ministers? What would you share with the other men of God from the pulpit?
So let me say this. One of the problems that the church makes is that when we start talking about statistics and other situations and circumstances, we like to isolate those things. We like to say what people can and can't do without Jesus, which is undeniably not true, right? And so when you think about depression, suicide, the anxiety, burnout, all those things, all of humanity deals with those things. It's just
That's
from
right.
a relative standpoint that once you isolate a small group of humanity, those numbers
mm-hmm.
will go up. So
yeah.
our anxiety, our depression, our burnout, our stress, all of humanity deals with that. All of us
okay.
deal with it. But once we take a small portion of that pie, those numbers do go up. Now, am I saying that the stress and the pressure that the pastor sits under is the same as a normal man? Probably not. But the issue is that we as a whole, as a people, the quality of the mindset and the mentality, the level to be able to deal with stress, to be able to deal with problems,
yes.
to be able to deal with circumstance, to be able to deal with situations, that has caused us problems. So what happens is all of humanity is dealing with these things. So then we take a small portion of humanity and sit it outside of that. And so if we are not strong as a people, as a whole, then those preachers, pastors, prophets, evangelists, they're going to wear the brunt of that, because now their position and their vocation is totally different. And so what I
okay.
did was, first and foremost, I realized that I had to be mentally tough, but it doesn't matter what God called me to be. Before I got saved, I was mentally tough. You
mm-hmm.
see, I was mentally tough for life. So it doesn't matter
yes,
where life throw me, whether they throw me in the military, whether they throw me in the jail, I was mentally tough. And so that's a big part of the issue. Depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, we all have those. But those,
yes,
and,
sir.
I'm not trying to degrade these things, but the reality of it all, it gets the mentally weak. So when you're mentally
sure.
tough and you spiritually sound, though those things will come, you won't waver in your faith. You won't succumb to suicide. Why? Because you're mentally
yeah.
tough. Right, and
mm-hmm.
so if you're not mentally tough and your spirit is not stable in God, then when these things come, they will shake you because you
Amen.
Won't be built on solid rock. And so to be built on solid rock,
Good.
You got to be mentally tough, standing on the Word of God, knowing that if depression comes, I could be depressed, but I don't have to succumb to the depression.
There you go.
Because
Amen.
These things come to all of us. And so what we're going to
yes.
have to do is we got to start building up a new generation of people who are mentally tough and who can deal with the downside of life. And it's easy to deal with the mountaintop, but can you deal with the valley? And so we got to start training our children that you got to be able to fight, because life is a fight. Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. So life is a fight.
Yes,
every day is a fight. And the moment you cease to fight is the moment you give the opportunity of the enemy to come in. And sometimes it's not the enemy of your soul. It's the enemy of your own mind.
Now you're preaching, sir. Yes, sir.
And so being mentally tough and knowing that no matter what, I have this saying that I always say, it doesn't matter what comes, it doesn't matter what goes, as long as me and God is in the midst, we can conquer anything.
Yes, sir. Amen. And I'm going to say this, man, because what you said is so absolutely true, but on the more broader spectrum of that question that I asked you, we as church members, if we follow the word of God where it says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, yourself, we would look to serve the man of God as opposed to stress the man of God out. Are we making more demands on our church leaders and not equally being available for their support? Because everyone in the church body needs support. We are a body. I promise you, if one part of the body is sick, eventually it's going to affect all parts of the body of Christ. So listen, believers, if you're in a position of leadership, we need to use wisdom when it comes to making decisions about how much of ourselves do we need to share, how much of ourselves do we need to step back, allow other people in leadership to share the load. And then we need to just, as believers, as those that sit in the congregation that are not necessarily in positions of upper leadership, because we all have some sort of authority, even without a title, we need to be considerate. We need to look to ourselves and say, how can I serve the man of God? Matter of fact, how can I take some of the weight off of the man of God? Because, see, I don't even have to know specific, Dr. Shelton, about my pastor, Derek Easter, over here at New St. Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church. I was a member of Pine Hill over there with Pastor Barnes. But right now, I say, how can I be of service to Jesus Christ first? Yes, but then right on down the ladder of leadership, I want to be able to serve my pastor in any way I can. That way, he'll be more fit and able to be able to serve us as a body of believers. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, with my special guest, man of God, Dr. Shelton Johnson. Y'all see why I brought this man of God on here, right? Yeah, because he's breaking it down like I said he would. Like they told me, my dear sister, Kendria Thompson, she said, bring that man of God on. I promise you, you won't be sorry. And he's here to represent Jesus Christ. And like woman of God, Charmaine Daniel, we all have this same similar testimony about our God, because he is good. Yes, God is good.
God is good. whenever you want,
whenever you need,
whenever you need,
you need,
he shall supply,
whenever you want,
whenever you want it, whenever you need.
Are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Amen. Fire is your gospel internet evangelistic outreach ministry where we make sure that we give God his just due praise. If we don't do nothing else, we're going to honor God with the time allowed, and we will honestly continue to do so as a expression and extension of the life we live in. We're not just here just to put on, just to carry on. We are here to give God glory with this open door of opportunity that he has given us, as well as we want to encourage each and every one of you beautiful souls in the gospel message and this Christian way of life. My special guest is here with us. Y'all have already heard him breaking bread. I want to thank woman of God, Charmaine Danielle. God is so good. He's so good. And my special guest, Dr. Shelton Johnson, has also been testifying about the good things that God has brought him through. So much so that man of God, as well as preaching the word of God, studying, believing, meditating, and living the word of God, God has given you this wonderful ability and project to write books. Now, tell us about, when did this ministry of book writing take place in your life? Was it something that was always just, I guess you could say, something that you always were inclined to do, or did just this manifest itself after you accepted Christ?
Well, it was something that I always wanted to do, and I was always excited about doing. But situation and circumstance that happened in my life brought me to a place where I was ready to write at the time in which I wrote my first book.
Yes. Well, tell us about one book in particular that you'd like to promote and share with the listeners on how this particular book that you're going to discuss right now will just empower them in different ways.
It's called Discipline. This is a book that I wrote because after spending 15 years in the United States Army, I realized how important discipline is to our everyday living. In fact, the word disciple, the word discipline comes from, the word disciple comes from the word discipline. And so you and I cannot effectively disciple ourselves or anyone else without discipline. And so with the 15 years, coupled that with the 15 years in the United States Army, I realized the importance of being disciplined. The difference between external discipline and internal discipline, because so many of us have discipline because it's external discipline. External discipline is like parenting. It's like the supervisor or the boss on our job. It's like the sergeant in the military. Those are external discipline factors. But internal discipline is the discipline that we really want to develop, because when external discipline goes away, internal discipline should kick in.
Yes.
And so what I noticed is that there were people who were in the military with me who were in great shape, great physical condition, and then 6 months after they were retired, they nearly almost doubled in weight. Well, through a consistent observation, I figured it out, is that they had external discipline. They had the discipline to work out every morning because the military said that they had to. But the moment they had to stand on their own internal discipline that they lacked, they could not keep up. And so out of that, knowing that people deal with this lack of internal discipline, I wanted to do something to be able to help people change that. And so I wrote the book Discipline.
Amen. Amen. Well, discipline definitely is a requirement in this Christian lifestyle, because we can find ourselves in so many different situations where instinctively the old habits will revisit us without our permission. And it takes practice. I had to learn situations that I may not have handled at my Christian best. Holy Spirit God will pull me to the side and revisit certain situations where maybe I expressed a certain emotion or where I said a certain thing, and I realized that I was being taken back to this review so that I can take a look at how I could possibly do things better at a similar upcoming situation. Because one thing for sure, if we be tested now, there will come an opportunity where we will be tested again. Amen. So, yes, I appreciate the fact of you knowing the importance of discipline. It can save us from a lot of trouble, sir.
Yes, sir, it can.
Amen. Amen. Now, I understand, too, sir, that you have this prayer application that you want to share with the listeners so that we can find some sort of unity in prayer. Tell us about that.
So, I created it's actually a large network. And this network is a network of eight organizations. And within the confines of these eight organizations is a way that we can fight against the systemic problems in our community. And so the last piece God gave me was a prayer app called Dominion Tower of Prayer. It's about 30 different rooms, all seven continents. There's also some prayers that you can go in. You're busy at work or on your way to work, or you at lunch, on break. You just want to get a quick prayer, or you can have someone to pray for you by going into one of the pre-recorded prayers. There's rooms for salvation, for family, marriages, for children,
okay.
You
wow.
name it. There's about 30 different rooms in the app, and those 30 rooms cover pretty much anything that you can think of in life. And so what allows you and I to be able to go in a room, or anybody to go in a room all around the world, and pray specifically about what's the title of their room. And so
That's
it
amazing.
Gives us an opportunity to bring the world together in prayer, but it also gives us the opportunity to be able to unite in the spirit of prayer, in the spirit of faith. And so all the
The proceeds from the Dominion Tower of Prayer goes into funding Dominion Network, which helps us in the area of reducing the amount of seniors in the workforce. It helps increase single mothers' income. It helps to reduce the recidivism rate. It helps to be able to provide and build a university whereby children will be able to go to school that'll be free of tuition and remove that strain and that burden and that weight of student loan debt. As well as one of the issues that we face is the disparity as it relates to home ownership, as it relates to using home ownership to build generational wealth. And so we would be able to allow those involved in the network to be homeowners, and it would not be relying on debt, but their connection with the network itself.
Amen, because there may be some confusion when the Lord would say things like, talk about being poor in spirit. He was not talking necessarily about economics. We don't have to be low budgeted to be sanctified. No, if the Lord God want to bless us financially, pray for the wisdom to be able to use finances wisely. Be a tither. I believe in supporting the church. So, no, being poor in spirit don't mean you have to be poor financially, y'all. So let's get that understanding. It's okay to be blessed. We don't have to feel guilty about being blessed, man of God.
Amen. Amen to that. Yes, sir.
Amen. So, listen. And I do understand that you do have some events that are coming up in the Arkansas area. Tell us about these events that you have coming up in whatever location they may be, so that my listeners, if they're in that relative location, they can be sure to visit fellowship, get to meet you face-to-face and support you, and then be blessed at the fellowship all at the same time.
That there's the Kingdom Expansion Experiences, whereby we have myself and Dr. Kendria have taken on the mantle of pursuing the desire of the heart of God to expand the kingdom of God in the earth. And we have events all throughout the country that we're working on called the Kingdom Expansion Experience, where we're expanding the kingdom of God through the word of God, through business summit and training, and just seeing God move prophetically. So we're in all up and down through Arkansas. We're going to be in Georgia. We're going to be in South Carolina, California, Phoenix. But I'm so excited about coming to the Arkansas area, Little Rock, Forest City, Pine Bluff, Jonesboro. I'm so excited.
Yes, sir.
So be on the lookout for that information. But we're going to be there every month and sometimes two times a month in the year of 2024.
Yes, sir.
And I want to say this. God told me to tell and prepare his people and the world at large that 2024 is your turn.
Amen.
Individually, I'm talking to you individually, that 2024 is your turn. And you're going to have to stand in the front of the line of your own turn and declare that it's my turn. And you're going to have to do the
All
things
right.
necessary so that what you believe your turn is for will manifest in 2024. And so it's
Amen.
Your turn. But firm and know that God has called you and put you to the front of the line, because it is
wow.
your turn.
Amen. Well, man of God, listen, I am looking forward to all of the upcoming visions becoming a reality. I'm happy and blessed to be considered in any way at all to be a kingdom partner, kingdom collaborator. Just let me know how I may be able to contribute, how I may be able to support you, certainly in my prayers. If God allows me the opportunity, sir, I will look to be there as much as possible for this amazing kingdom expansion experience. It is time, because we are looking and we are living in the last evil days. If we don't take a stand for Christ right now, shame on us, because the devil is stepping out in so many different bold, belligerent ways that the body of Christ needs to be even more bold and more fortitudinous and more impacted to come together to live for Jesus. Man of God, how can you be reached for any preaching, kingdom collaboration, For any of the listeners, there may be some pastors out there, some churches that may want to invite you to come and fellowship and collaborate with them. How can you be reached, as well as where can your books, and we'll talk about other books that you may have written. I'll talk about this book, Discipline, more in depth on a future interview. And then share with the listeners how you can be followed on social media, sir. Tell us, how can you be contacted first?
I could be emailed at Shelton@SheltonDJohnsonSenior, that's SR, Shelton@SheltonDJohnsonSenior.com. And on all social media platforms, I'm Shelton D. Johnson Sr., that's SR, that's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and as well as on YouTube. Also, to the app that we spoke about earlier, Dominion Tower of Prayer, you can download it on Apple as well as Android. That's Dominion Tower of Prayer.
Amen, amen. Well, listen, man of God, are there any final words that you'd like to share with us before we go, until we can get you back on another Fire Gospel Experience?
I want to say I'm thankful and I'm humble. I appreciate the opportunity to always share the Word of God. It is near and dear to my heart. I truly love the Word of God, and I love the people of God. And as we close out this broadcast, I just want to say to your listeners, truly, truly, in the years to come, we're going to have to be very dogmatic about what we believe God has called us to do. The world is changing.
Yes, sir.
The times are changing. Mm. The people are changing. And we cannot be on the tail end of what God want to do, but we have to be standing on the forefront of what God wants to do.
There you go.
In this generation.
Amen, amen. I say amen, I say amen, and I say amen again. Dr. Shelton Johnson, I appreciate you coming on this Fire Gospel Experience and sharing your wisdom, sharing your heart for God with the listeners, as well as putting the devil on notice that we are here and that we are coming for the souls that God has already prepared to be saved. The kingdom of God, the people of God, are stepping out bold and fearlessly to stand against evil, darkness, and satanic influence in all the earth. Thank you, man of God. You're in our prayers. We appreciate you. Love you in Jesus. If there's anything that I can do personally, please get in touch with me and let me know. Thank you for joining us on Fire the Gospel Experience. Dr. Shelton Johnson, y'all, on this Fire Gospel Experience. Bless you, man of God.
Bless you too. I appreciate you.
Amen, amen. Dr. Shelton Johnson right here, y'all, on this experience. Lord have mercy. Don't you just love the amazing and anointed people of God? I mean, amazing and anointed. You got people of God that have so many different talents, that have so many different callings on their life. And I am saying to you, what about you, listener? Are you fulfilling your predestined calling for God? Are you living in your purpose? Are you following the desires that Holy Spirit God has already placed in your heart? Are you just keep rolling over and over, acting as if you're looking for a lightning bolt from heaven to hit you and to just change you automatically into a new you? Don't you know it takes time? Don't you know it takes nurturing? Don't you know it takes time with God? I'm speaking to you right now because 99% of the people listening to my voice right now, if you're not being busy for God, you've already been given signs for your assignment. You already know what God keeps bringing you back to over and over again. I don't know if it's teaching. I don't know if it's preaching. I don't know if it's ushering. I don't know if it's singing in the choir. I don't know if it's the gift of helps I was sharing with my men's Sunday school class this morning over at New St. Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Pastor Derek Easter. I still have not yet heard a sermon on the least most recognized but most necessary gift in the body of Christ. Y'all want to know what that is? I'll wait. It's the gift of helps. I don't care if you don't do nothing, but every time there's a need, you say, you know what, I can do that, or I'm available. They say that the best ability is availability. And you don't need Holy Spirit God to always keep confirming what he's already said to you. That's just a word of inspiration and encouragement. I told y'all at the beginning, I'm going to give y'all some of the most encouraging soul inspiration. That's why God put it in me. And that's why God put it in me to share with you, because this is how we live it, y'all. This is how we roll. So like man of God, Samuel Brown Jr., he's about to take this gospel groove party to a whole nother level. Let the party begin. Go ahead and do what God called you to do. That's the party that we're talking about, y'all.
Let the party begin.
Hello, I'm Pastor Derek Easter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that this fire radio ministry will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station.
Sounds of Woman of God, Charlotte Williams, talking about, forget about that past. You got to let that thing go. Yes, 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 I know it was wrong. I know it made us feel dirty, slimy, and I probably ruined a great deal of our reputation. But you know what? We're not living like that no more. What we do is we allow Holy Spirit God to continue to transform our mind so that we will get a little bit tougher skin, so that we can be mentally, psychologically, and emotionally defended, so that we can have shields of protection around us, because no matter what people may say about us, no matter what people may say against us, those things no longer apply. The only way they do is if you receive them. You don't even have to say a word. Just let the peace of God flow through you, even in the middle of a being attacked, and you telling yourself, I'm so grateful, God, that that's not me anymore. I'm so grateful, God, that the person that they're talking about, I know they're talking about me, but it's almost like they're talking about somebody else, because that person that they're talking about now is so far removed from who I am now, it don't even seem like they're talking about me. It sounds like talking about a whole other person. And that is the beauty of being in God. We are truly transformed from the inside out. And then listen, we don't worry about what people say, because listen, they're going to say what they want to say 9 times out of 10 because it's something in their spirit where they're not happy with themselves. So you know what they say, misery love company. We just don't keep company with misery. Amen. It goes right there. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and yes, 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 don't worry. I will be shining. Hello. My artist spotlight, and we will be getting blessed by my special guest, woman of God, Olivia J. Rushing. She will be in the house, so not to worry, not to worry at all. We just wanted to celebrate you, God. We want to lift you up high, God. Here's Mikhail D. Hardy. God's got it, and he's waiting.
Listen, no matter what you're going through, remember that you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. For Philippians 4:13 says that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Listen, sitting here thinking Jesus, looking over my life, Lord, you've been real good to me, Jesus. You sure been nice. I could have been dead, somewhere laying in a cold grave, but you spoke one word to death, Jesus, and you made it.
God, my God. I feel a breakthrough on that one. Somebody just got some help. Somebody just got some extra strength that they didn't have before, man of God. Mikhail D. Hardy came in and blessed us with that song. I mean, Lord Jesus, I feel shackles falling down off of somebody that's been held back, held down right now. I can feel it in the spirit, y'all. Y'all keep looking for your deliverance. Keep striving for the beautiful things in life. Head toward those things are of good report, those things that have God's name on it, God's breath on it, God's hand on it. Move in that direction. Get into God's word so that you can understand the language of how God is speaking to you, so that when Holy Spirit is speaking, you'll be able to discern the voice of God. Our Lord Jesus declared, he said, my sheep know my voice, and they will not hear another voice. But we have to be in tuned to the voice of God. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. And right now, right now, right now, we are going to shine this artist spotlight on Woman of God, Olivia J. Rushing. She didn't even know I was going to do a Olivia J. Rushing mini concert right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, but that's what I do because I love the people of God so much. I don't mind doing a little extra. Here's Woman of God, Olivia J. Rushing, in my shine artist spotlight, talking about just one touch. That's all it's going to take.
What kind of man can give sight to the blind? And what kind of man can make a man do it?
My God. Oh, Lord Jesus, what kind of man? I had to do that, y'all. I couldn't help myself. This woman of God is anointed to do just what she's doing right there. Y'all heard of her. Right here in my shine on the spotlight on this fire gospel experience. Woman of God. Gospel artist Olivia J. Rushing is here on this fire gospel experience. Welcome, woman of God, Olivia J. Rush, into Fire Gospel Experience. You blessed us already. How you doing?
Thank you for having me. I'm great. How are you?
Listen, child of God, I am doing wonderful because God is taking care of his own, and you already know that. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listening audience? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is woman of God, Olivia J. Rush?
Well, I am 29 years old. I live in Florida in a little town called Clewiston. Harlem and Clewiston. It's not Harlem, New York. It's called Clewiston.
Okay.
And I live about an hour and a half away from Miami
and a whole
bunch of different places. I'm smack dab in the middle of nowhere.
let's get that straight, Harlem.
Yes, it's not in New York. I've been singing for a really long time, and I'm just a country girl who loves the Lord. Not really much to tell. I've owned my own business for a while. I'm a teacher, and I'm just family-oriented. I go to work, church, and home. That's about it.
Well, listen, you said 29 years old. I'm going to say 29 years young. You got your whole life ahead of you to be able to fill in all the blanks. What you're doing right now is nothing but just building stability for your life. So you've been singing since you was about how old? 5 or 6 years old?
2.
Oh, Lord. Go ahead on there, girl. You couldn't help yourself, could you?
Not with the parents I have, no.
Amen. So tell us what it's like living in these present times with so much going on. It seems like every time you cut on the news, there's something tragic, something terrible, something devastating going on in the news. It makes you want to stay in the house anyway. Tell us what it's like being a 29-year young woman of God living in times such as these.
My parents are old, so I was raised in a very traditional way. My dad is almost 80 years old and my mom is almost 60. So I think the hardest thing for me being a 29-year-old in these times is finding a God-fearing husband, because everyone's either wanting what I want, which is a man, or or they're not serious, or they don't love the Lord like they claim they do.
Yeah, I understand. I do understand that. What is the most challenging thing that you feel like a 29-year-old woman of God has to deal with? Is it any type of fear of physical violence or any type of emotional manipulation? You know that, you know, you have to guard your virtue. I know that you are looking for a God-fearing man, but, you know, we all know that there are so many wolves wearing sheep's clothes. It seems like the new strategy of the devil is that nice guy. I'm just going to appear to be a nice guy. I'm going to front like I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, when I'm really just a predator looking out to see who I can get over on. What's your most concern right now as a young woman of God?
My biggest concern right now is, like I said, not being able to find a godly man, like you said, that's serious.
Yeah.
Okay. That's I'll be honest with you, I just go to work, church, home. I stay in the house. I try to, you know, live right.
I
don't worry about it no more. If he come, he come. If he don't, he don't. I just want to make it into heaven.
Amen. You're going to make it into heaven, child. You just keep on following Jesus, and you won't be able to go wrong. He won't let you. He promised. He said, I have all those that you gave me, Father God, and I have not lost one of them, not one, except that rascal Judas, that son of perdition. So, listen, woman of God, I'm going to say this, too. Now, it's all good, but what about these issues that seem to go on between females? Between black women, it seems like I hear so much stuff on Facebook, and I've had life experience myself about how so many women, young women, seem like they are not getting along like they should. Is there any situation or is there any recommendation that you would like to shout out to the Sisterhood Nation out there on your behalf for maybe some coming together?
Well, I really feel like, you know, as a black woman, we've been beat up so much by the media, by our own men sometimes. And, you know, really it's just our hearts are hurt. And so we don't know, we're taking it out on the wrong people and we don't know who to trust, you know. And there is, you know, where are some bad men in this world, but there are also some good men in this world. So it's, you know.
That's right.
Oh, these questions, I thought we were going to talk about my EP. I don't have a lot of female friends, so I don't really know the answers to these questions, really. All my friends, I got brothers and stuff. I don't really have female friends. So, but mostly, you know, as a woman, the way we're portrayed in the media and the way, you know, some of the black men treat us because of the media, you know, That could be a big reason why black women are at each other's throats so much and like that.
Yeah. We're going to talk about your EP, Woman of God Rushing, but I like to get an inside perspective of the life that my special guests are living so that when you sharing your testimony, your life experience to my listening audience, they can relate because it helps when people testify because sometimes we may be trapped in our own emotions and own circumstances and have a limited perspective on life. And we'll be thinking that we're the only ones that's going through what we're going through. But when we hear you all share about life situations that you've gone through, that you've seen, you might not have been involved, but if you've had some exposure and some knowledge about certain situations, this is how we support one another. It's very practical, and it helps the body of Christ because we need to be able to encourage one another. Now, let's talk about your EP. Tell us about your new project, He Lives in Me.
Yes, so this I can speak about very freely. Yeah, kind of scared me.
Amen.
My Lord, Jesus. But
amen.
So I worked with a producer. His name is Sebastian Carter out of Columbus, Georgia. And originally, it was supposed to be for my dad. My dad had his own gospel group about 40 years ago. And I wanted to just with him being almost 80, we really wanted to just revamp some of his songs. It ended up
and the name of his group and the name of his group. Come on.
The Minister Gospel Singers. You don't know them. They're very small. They don't even sing anymore.
That's okay.
It was a local.
That's okay. That's okay. We just want to give him his flowers while we can. We want to recognize him. Tell me the name of his group again.
The Minister Gospel Singers.
Amen. Listen, shout out to the Minister Gospel Singers. Y'all did your thing, and we appreciate you. We love you in Jesus. Now, go ahead, woman of God. I got you. I'm listening.
So he has a song called God's Got It. And so in 2021, that was my first single, and I did that with my family. And then Sebastian took that same single and recreated it, and we just went from there. And next thing you know, I had 5 songs and a whole new EP, and then we recently had my EP released. So originally it was for my dad, but it ended up being for me.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, listen, it's for you, it's for the glory of God, and now it's for all the people that love God as well to know and to hear you singing about so lovely about He, talking about God, lives in me.
Tell him for me.
My God, yes, 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 woman of God, Olivia J. Rushing. I can't hear that old school gospel beat up in there. Yes, ma'am, that is classic gospel music right there, girl. You took some classic music and revitalized it, brought a little bit up to date, and smoothed it right out as Holy Spirit God led you to. Woman of God, listen, how can you be reached for booking? Because there are going to be some preachers, there are going to be some concert promoters that are going to listen to this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast where you're my special guest for my Shine Out of Spotlight, and they're going to invite you to be a part of their event. How can you be reached for booking? And where can your music be downloaded? And what about all your social media contacts? Because my listeners are going to want to support you on social media, too. Tell us where we can contact you.
I can be contacted for booking on my Facebook page, Olivia J. Rushing. I can also be booked on my Instagram at Charity J. Rushing 16. My music is on all digital streaming platforms. YouTube,
right.
Spotify, iTunes, it's everywhere. So if you type it in, you'll be able to find it. And also, what was the other question you asked me? I forgot.
And all your social media contacts. Facebook, Instagram.
Yes, so
Facebook
and Instagram. Yes.
All right, well, what was the guy?
Sorry.
It No, you're good. Any final words of wisdom you want to impart on us before we let you go?
I'm in a season now of just be brave, be bold, and do it.
Amen. We love you in Jesus, woman of God. Keep doing what you're doing. If there's anything I can do to support you, please let me know. If you keep sending your music, I'll keep playing it. And I promise you, whenever I play your music, even if you're live as a special guest, I'll be sure and send you to our cast so that you can share it with all the people so that you can continue to shine bright for Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Woman of God, Olivia J. Rushing, she was here, y'all, in my Shine Artist Spotlight. She blessed us real good. She blessed us. Real good, real good. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. And I'm so grateful for these younger generation of believers. They are living for Jesus because, listen, y'all, we ain't going to be up in here forever. There's going to be a place, there's going to be a point in time where we're going to have to step aside and let the newer generation, the younger generation, come on in the room and do what they're going to do for the Lord Jesus. So it's up to us to go ahead and spend all of our time, energy, anointing, and gifts to labor and fulfill all of our calling, elders, saints of God, and then mentor, educate, and make room for the generations that's coming behind us, because they will be the next generation preachers, teachers, pastors, apostles, prophets, ushers, choir members, musicians, and helpers in the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Here's man of God, Mike B. Berry. We couldn't do none of this, not one thing, without you, God. We need you, and we thank you.
a shell without a cell. I thought I'd be lost like a ship without a sail, you know what I mean? Strong and dedicated to everyone that had my back. What would I be without you? Most of all, would I be without God? You feel me? Let's keep rocking.
Amen, amen. Sounds of Mike B. Berry here on this Fire Gospel Experience talking about he don't know where he'd be. I tell you what, I know I'd be. I'd be a hot mess waiting to go somewhere because it didn't matter. Without the Lord leading and guiding my life, it would only be a sad matter of time but I find myself in a whole bunch of mess all over again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, man of God, Mike B. Berry. Amen. Close right there. We are blessed to be able to share some scriptural support, some scriptural biblical insight from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 8 and 9 will be our sermonic message focus. The word of God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Amen. Goes right there. Talking about thoughts and ways. Yes. Listen, y'all. I believe we've all heard someone say something like, that's just the way that I am. And more than likely have probably said it a few times or so ourselves. Politely and even sarcastically meaning, I am who I am and ain't trying to change. And the confrontational challenge comes when they and we say and have said, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Lord have mercy. Well, beloveds, I'm here to tell you that our Almighty God has the singular copyright on the phrase and person theology right there. God is the sole owner of the great phrase of I am. Exodus 3 and 14 says, God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, you shall say this to the Israelites and everybody else. I am has sent me to you. I promise you, he, talking about God, he ain't gonna change for nobody. He can't change. He don't have to. Perfection at its highest. And it sure ain't nothing we going to be able to do about that part. 1 Samuel 15 and 29 says, also the splendor and glory and eminence of Israel will not lie or change his mind. For he is not a man that he should change his mind. Malachi 3 and 6 says, for I am the Lord. I do not change, but remain faithful to my covenant with you. That is why you, O sons of Jacob, oh, everybody else listening to this broadcast, have not come to an end. Now, we fail, yes, and we fall short of the true majestic imagery of our God when we attempt to see him, talking about God, only through our natural eyes of our five senses. God is to be properly positioned in his glory and in his highness. He, God, must be distinguished through his divine words in the Bible. This is where we receive the true estimation of God and how he is to be recognized and honored as such. Isaiah 55 and 8 again says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. It took Holy Spirit God to come all the way down from heaven. You're talking about a long, long journey through time and space for the sake of our souls. And it also took Holy Spirit God to come down from heaven to explain a portion of the thoughts of God through the Apostle Paul to the Philippian church. It says in Philippians 4 and 8, finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right, and confirmed by God's word, not your word, not my word, by God's word. Whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them. And neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So says the Amplified Version of the Holy Bible. Now, we are told as disciples of our Lord Jesus to be like him, walk like, talk like, and live just as he did. And we do this by receiving his very thoughts and minds. Philippians, again, the Philippian church 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We have a Christian responsibility as lifetime students to the Holy Scriptures to build our mental framework on not only what thus says the Lord, but what did the Lord do in his daily living. These characteristics that I just read about from Philippians 4:8 are the descriptive virtues that we see emulated in our Lord Jesus Christ when he was here on his earthly ministry. And we are to take his image that we are made in. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created man in his own image. There it is right there. All those characteristics that I just talked about are some of the imagery, some of the images, some of the virtues that we are to take upon ourselves in time, in seasons, as opportunity permits, based upon our willingness to submit to the transformation work of Holy Spirit God. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And we are responsible for seeking the ways of God to be manifested in our lives. His ways are the actions, behaviors, and lifestyle that comes from his thought life. We're talking about thoughts and ways on this fire gospel experience, because this is the transformational work that goes on in our lives. And we must, I say, we must be about our Father's business. Yes. Yes, Lord. We thank you. Here's woman of God, Alicia Moore, letting you know that through his thoughts and through his ways, salvation was made available, and he did it just for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Lord, you did it just for me. Lord, you did it just for me. My God, you did it just for me. My God, you did. You heal my scars so I can live. my soul, I submit to you. You saved my soul, I submit to you. You saved my soul, I submit to you. You saved my soul, I submit to you. Yeah.
King of kings, we worship you.
You're the Lord of lords,
we honor you.
You're the first,
you're the first and the last,
the beginning.
Thank you, Lord, for doing the great work of redemption just for me. I've heard it said in many sermons that if you and I were the only one that needed to be saved, Jesus would have endured all the pain, the humiliation, torture, and suffering, and crucifixion, even if it was just for me. Thank you, woman of God, Alicia Moore. We are discussing thoughts and ways on this Fire Gospel Experience, and we just want to let you know that the Word of God is right, the Word of God is true, the Word of God is correct in every single way. We were talking about we are to take on His image, talking about our Lord Jesus Christ, the image that we are made in. Genesis 1 and 27 says, God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female. And yes, we are responsible for seeking the ways of God to be manifested in our lives. His ways are the actions, behaviors, and lifestyle comes from His very thought life. Matthew 4:19 says, and He said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 8:22 says, but Jesus said unto them, follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. Matthew 9:9 says, and Jesus passed forth from thence. He saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. He said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. When our Lord Jesus told his disciples to follow him, he wasn't just expounding on geographical passages. No, he was more importantly setting the examples of how citizens of the kingdom are to live, how to follow. The only possibility for us to have the thoughts and ways of Creator God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is through our daily, total, and constant subjection and submission to God's will for us. We don't have the power to do so, but we have this precious gift of engrafted power to us through our resident keeper and comforter, Holy Spirit God, the third person in the Godhead Trinity. John 14:16 says, our Lord Jesus says, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, someone just like me, that He may abide with you forever. There's no greater earthly comfort than to know, trust, and possess God in us to provide for us what we can never alone provide for ourselves, to have our minds, hearts, and souls elevated to make up so much great distance between God and man, to be able to acknowledge that God is the highest of the high, and He seeks out those of us in low places to be redeemed and then made brand new in Him. Amen, amen, and amen again. I want to thank my special guest, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that word, thoughts and ways. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God in my shine spotlight, Olivia J. Rush, and then, of course, the man of God that came in and just blessed us so with so much biblical insight, inspiration, as well as lifetime testimonial. Man of God, Dr. Shelton Johnson. Listen, you all, be blessed in the Lord Jesus. Until next time, keep living for Jesus. Let your thoughts and your ways be the thoughts of our God and be the ways of our God. I want to leave you with man of God, Reggie Campbell. He sent me some new music, and I'm going to play it because it's a beautiful thing to just be in His arms. Thank you, man of God, and bless y'all. Until next time, in the beautiful name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Thank you.
just another morning, another day to face. I'm tired of feeling lonely. What I need is your embrace. Seems I'm always in a hurry. Please understand my friend. I love to spend some time with you, but I'm running late again. What I need most of all, I don't take time to do. Lord, though I'm being still, I can hear these words from you. Another day is through. Lord, you know I'm sorry. I did spend time with you. I've been unfaithful, Lord. You know I've been untrue. Even when I fail, I can hear the words from you.
Got you.